With the new end zone, we are able to host the Crawfish Bowl underneath the scoreboard this year. It's one of the first times we've been able to offer this opportunity. It's a new view of the football game, and you get to experience the football game in a totally different way.
And you also have a chance, while you're serving the crawfish, after the game, for autographs.
Yes, this year the team and the coaches will be available for autographs immediately following the game. We're expecting that to be about 3 o'clock. And while the kids are in line getting the autographs, we're going to start the line for the crawfish so that the adults have something to do and we keep the kids occupied as well. In addition to the autograph session for kids, we will have a bouncer available. The kids will be entertained if they're not football kids. We still have something for them to do.
For somebody who's never been, go ahead and go through kind of the schedule of the day. How does the day work out?
What happens is at 1 o'clock, our Warhawks take the field, and you'll kind of get a feel of what their practices look like. And then it's the typical maroon and gold game. It starts about 1:30. As fans, we'll get to see several game-like situations. Gives us a preview of what 2015 football season is going to look like.
And this is certainly always exciting for fans because we're ready for that next year to be the big one.
Yeah, I don't think we ever get tired of football in Louisiana. So having it in March is always a fun reminder that it's really not that much longer till football season. You add to Louisiana that we have crawfish season right around the corner and we get to tie the two together. It's a fun tradition that we have, and the Alumni Association is excited to host it this year.
So what's it like for just the relationships that get built, having access like that to the coaches and to the players at an event like this one?
We think one of the big differences of serving after the game is that you get to have one-on-one time with the coaches. You get to interact directly with the coaches, ask some questions, maybe quiz Coach Barry on some of the things that you saw, or praise him on some of the great things that you saw as a result of the practice game. We're excited about that opportunity and really proud that our coaching staff is willing to offer this opportunity to our fans.
And what does it mean for your organization, for the Alumni Association, to be able to have that kind of relationship and outreach to the fans and the alumni, too?
I think that's just a testimony for the teamwork that goes on at ULM. Opportunities to come on the forum and talk about what we're doing, opportunities for the athletic staff to support the alumni and for the alumni staff to support the athletic staff. We're a team here. We're all here to do the same thing, and that's to produce leaders of tomorrow, and whether that's on the field or off the field. So I think that's certainly a testimony of what a direction the university is under with President Bruno.
As much rain as we've had in the recent forecast, we're hopeful that things will clear up next weekend. But if not, there's also a plan for that.
There is a rain plan. Of course, I've placed my order for good weather, so we're not going to have that problem. But we have planned for Plan B, and we will take it underneath Malone Stadium. So we will still continue with the Crawfish Bowl. So if you've invested $25 for your ticket, don't worry. You'll still get your crawfish.
The ULM Spring Game and the La Louisiane Crawfish Boil coming up next Saturday, March 28th. Robin, how do you get tickets?
You can purchase those through the Alumni Center by calling 318-342-5420, or you can purchase them at the site. We do ask that you call and reserve in advance to make sure that we have enough crawfish. We are excited. The price is $25 per person this year, thanks to our sponsor, Estate Farm, by helping us reduce the cost of the crawfish. That $25 does include soft drinks, water, as well as beer.
Robin Stockton Underwood is the Director of Alumni Affairs at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Robin, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having us.